Baruchim Abayim Hashem, Hashem Berach Nuchim Vez Hashem. Welcome to our weekly Wednesday Shir. Leon Nishma Asruzen Basra, Chochana Vezra. The Shabbos Pashas Tazria, only Tazria. Although it's Isha Ki Sadria, because after Yud. However, the world of Diktuk is a very, very difficult one. The halachas of Diktuk are very difficult ones. And unfortunately, not all the Bali Kriya learn them the way they're supposed to. Also, like all the halachas, they always have exceptions to the rules. Ishaki Sazria. A woman has a yolda zacha. The woman conceives and has a child, a boy. Tells us the Torah from the get-go, ki sazria. The essence is superfluous. Would it not be sufficient just to say, Yishka yolda zacha? A woman that had a boy, this is the laws. This is a woman that has a girl, there's another laws. Also, Sazria, talking about pregnancy and childbirth, that's the name of the parsha. So one would think, one would dictate, one would imagine that the Torah is going to dictate all different laws of childbirth and benefits, maybe even talking about chinuch. Rather, right in the beginning of this parsha, and then till the end, all talks about leprosy. Where does one come into the other? We're beginning Chodesh Nissan. Today is Beis Nissan. An auspicious day in its own right. As we begin the month, we're Tachnun is omitted throughout the month. Firstly, because, and most important, is because most of the month, the majority of the month, we do not say, we start with the 12 days or the 13 days of the Nasi. And then, we have the 8 days of Pesach. So going into the 8 days of Pesach, which is already 20 days of the month, the majority of the month, we don't say Tachlin, therefore we continue not to say Tachlin throughout the entire month. Beis Nissen is the Stalkus of the Rebbe Rashab. The Miyasid of Tem Chetimim, the one who established Yeshiva's Tem Chetimim. He brought together the study of Nigla and Chassidus. The study of Torah, in general, we learn Nigla, we learn Halacha, we learn Gemara, we learn Chumash, Rashi. Then there's the Raz and the Torah, parts of the Zayar and Chassidus. Until that point, those that had a satirical grasp of behavior and of learning of Torah, of Zayar, etc., they learned what was called Chassidus Shesvot. But the Amcha was learning Gemara, Ayin Yaakov, even simple people. And then you had the Tilim Zogaris, who were even more simple. General populace, when they studied, they were learning Gemara, they were learning Shulchan Aruch. Paskim. Only the Baal Shem Tov opened the eyes to the Jewish nation, that not only Lamed Vav Tzadikim was sitting and learning these deeper secrets of Torah, but it was for the plain folk as well. However, even the Baal Shem Tov in that way, when he taught the holy esoterical parts of Torah, was usually during Shalosh Shudis, the third meal on Shabbos, and then only the Chavaraya Kadisha, only the exclusive circle, was allowed to be there. The regular plain folk sat in the next room saying Tehillim. As we know the famous story of the Tehillim, because one of the Chavaraya Kadisha complained to the Baal Shem HaKadosh why he is so involved with these people, the simple people, the simple folk, because in those days they were all separated. Everyone had their own shuls, the tailors, the water carriers, they had their own shuls. They didn't mix with the regular, with the sages, with the Talmid HaChacham. And they asked, why does the Baal Shem Tov so, why does he reach out to them so strongly? Has them in his shul and davens with them, etc. Which point, there was a circle sitting around. The Baal Shem Tov asked everyone to join hands, put their hands on each other's shoulders. Which they did. In turn, the Baal Shem Tov put his hands, holy hands, on the shoulders of the chassidim sitting next to him, forming, locking the circle. And he asked everybody to close their eyes and listen. And they closed their eyes and they began to hear the most magnificent tefillos, the words of Tehillim singing and song and singing in such life. They could only imagine that the Baal Shem Tov took them to the highest spheres, listening to the Malachim, to the angels reciting the Tehillim. They were in total rapture. They were so in awe of this Tehillim. And then the Baal Shem HaKadosh took off his holy hands from the two Talmidim next to him, breaking the circle. And they were shocked. They were dropped on their heads. And they said, "What was that?" And the Baal Shem Tov explained, "You heard the Tehillim being said by the room, from the people in the room next door, what it sounds like Lamaila, what it sounds like in heaven." This was the eye-opener of the concept of every Yid has a holy neshama, has a holy soul. This was the awakening of the Avas Yisrael, of loving a fellow Jew because he is a fellow Jew. This was the new vista that the Baal Shem HaKadosh started. His Talmud, the Mezid Shemagid, had another stage, another step to it, whereas the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, took it to a different level entirely, for which he was put into prison. Put into prison in a physical Russian prison, but it was really more of an exile, a spiritual exile that he was put into, he was placed into because of his spreading of Chassidus and saying that the world was not yet ready. As that story goes, of the Alter Rebbe sitting in his prison cell, and people have been to that prison cell, there's no room for a person to barely stand. And physically came to visit him the Ma'arzit Shemagid and the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And he asked them, "Farvos, why am I here?" And they told him, "Because of your chassidus that you're now starting to spread through the world." So he said, when I get out, should I stop? They said, no. Once you've started this, now you have to do it b'tekif. Now you have to take it to the next level of imizukt. And move it on and forge ahead. To wish the Alter Rebbe that when he was freed from prison, now knowing that he was going out of prison, and when he came out of prison, he did just that. And the tainus that were against him and all the complaints against him, especially when they found in a pile of garbage some of his manuscripts, some of his papers that he had written. He said, look, this is where it is. This is where it ends up. It's being neglected. The world's not ready for it. And to which the Alter Rebbe gave the famous mashal of the king, the Ben Melech, the prince, who was very, very ill, and the only thing that was left to save him was the crown of the king, the jewel and the crown of the king. Had to be ground up and put into liquid. At that point in time, though, the doctor said his lips are already sealed. I don't know if he'll even be able to absorb any of it. And the king said, I don't care, just pour it on his lips. Maybe something will seep in. And this is what the Alter Rebbe said about Chassidus. I understand it's going to be rolling in places it shouldn't be, and going to be seen by people it shouldn't be, etc. But we don't know what it's going to accomplish. We don't know what it's going to achieve by each and every person. And the Alter Rebbe explaining again the entity of a neshama, how neshama tahedah that comes down into the body, and the mission the neshama tahira has. It's coming from Bira Roma, from the highest of high. Chelik el kamim al mamish, part of God Himself. And being lowered down to Bira Mikta, to the lowest of low into this mundane world. Til Sazria, the old Zacha, or Nekeva. Brought down into a mundane world. This holy Neshama Tehera. Wow, why? How? Back in the 70s, there was a man named Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes was a billionaire or something. Very, very, very wealthy man. And the jokes, the running jokes used to go, how he used to walk, he walked around the street, he walked around with a bag on his head. People shouldn't recognize him. And then one day he just plain disappeared. The Rebbe explained in the Rebbe's unique fashion. Nishtayin gedacht, said the Rebbe, Nishtayin gedacht in the concentration camps. The Rebbe says the word concentration camps. A yid in the lowest suffering, belittling, feeling like a nothing in the world. When he had a moment to breathe and a moment to think, and he thought about the Einayim Mavadei, he thought about the Almighty God, he thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he thought about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world and Teiras Chaim, and the whole world's life is only from Teira. He found a haven. A haven within his living hell, shall we say. Because Teiras Chaim is the way of life. Is the reason, the purpose the neshama comes down into this world. Is the reason that the purpose that the neshama is in a body. So that it could accomplish, it could learn Teira and do mitzvahs. Can't do that, Lamaila. Can't do that up in heaven. Can't honor your parents while you're in heaven. You don't have parents if you're only a neshama upstairs in the mila. You can't eat kosher. You can't have Avos Yisrael or do a favor for a fellow Jew. Hence, the neshama comes down to this world to do and to accomplish what it needs to accomplish, the mission that it needs to fulfill. Mind-boggling. But this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the neshama to be doing. And therefore, when it gets that spark that needs it of Teira, of Kedusha, no matter what the predicament it's in, it becomes happy, it becomes joyous. Whereas, said the Rebbe, this man, this multi-billionaire, whatever he was, had anything and everything he ever wanted, but he just could not enjoy it. He could not derive pleasure from it. He could not apply it to anything. He was scared if he ate anything, that maybe somebody poisoned him. He was scared that if he went anywhere, someone wanted to kill him. He was scared, constantly looking over his shoulders. Because not knowing who and where he is, and who wants to talk to him and who wants his money. And feeling that everybody only wants his money ultimately. Even the friend, smiling at him and everything else, only wants his money. So what kind of life is that, says the Rebbe? Let's find a lemon in this. The Teira Akdesha is what lemon is all about. This is what life is all about. The Holy Teira, only the Holy Teira. This is therefore, as we enter into Chedesh Nissan, we begin the month, which is the month of Geula. In Nissan we were redeemed, and in Nissan we will be redeemed. And we can taste redemption in our mouth. We can smell the Geula. It's imminent. Any second now. We just need to believe and to apply and to understand that this is the mission that we are on. Tells us the Teira Akdesha. We need to focus on what is good and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. They tell a story, which I think I told before. It's a joke. Of a horrific anti-Semit walks into a restaurant to eat. Real Jew hater. And he sees in the corner of the restaurant, it's a packed restaurant, in the corner is sitting a Jew. Fat! Eating in a restaurant where there's a Jew. You know what I'm going to do? He calls out loud, "Waiter, I want your fanciest hors d'oeuvre served to all the guests in the restaurant on my bill, but not the Jew." And the waiter comes out with all the fanciest hors d'oeuvres. Everybody is relishing it. It's amazing. Everybody says, "Thank you, thank you." And the Jew says, "Thank you." He's fuming. "Waiter, serve the fanciest main dish that you could possibly conjure. The most expensive meats, the most expensive cuts, with the most elaborate side dishes, and the most phenomenal salads. To everyone in the restaurant on my bill, but not to the Jew." Everybody's shocked. And he serves everybody, and they all eat to their heart's content. And they're all satisfied and sated, and they all come over and say, "Thank you." And once again, the Jew says, "Thank you." He has steam coming out of his ears. He is going to make the this guy is so miserable. This idiot doesn't understand how embarrassing this was. And this time he turns and he says, waiter, the bar is open. I don't care what drink they want to drink. I don't care how much of it they want to drink. Everyone is welcome to drink every last drop of everything that's there. And the most expensive liquors on my tab. Except for the Jew. Everybody comes pounding the bar and they're drinking away. And when they all finish drinking, they all raise up this rich man, their benevolent benefactor. And they're singing his praises and joy and everything. Everybody's in a very, very joyous, joyous mood. And when they finally finish the dancing and he put him down, the Jew comes over and says to him, thank you. He can't take it anymore. And he screams at the Jew, you dumb person what you are. Don't you see how much I just humiliated you to garbage? I made garbage out of you. I served a hors d'oeuvre and a main course in the open bar. Everyone except for you, you don't understand. Went to be insulted, you fool. The Jew shrugs his shoulders. He says, no, but I want to tell you thank you. What are you thanking me for? Humiliating you? He says, no, I own the restaurant. And therefore, obviously, he made better than he's ever made in his life. We don't know. On a picture, what we see. Psychiatrists make a living off a black dot. They put a black dot on the wall and say, what do you see? And they try to put the person in a bad mood and they see the worst things that happen to them. They try to put the person in a good mood and they see the most magnificent things that happen to them. That same black dot. That black dot is everything that we see in black and white. Everything we see in color, technicolor. The world around us is all the black dot. It's what we are going to make of it. We cannot think that I need to do something compromising my Torah and mitzvahs because I'm going to make more money, because I'm going to get richer, I'm going to be more famous. Everyone has a card by the Eibishter. And the Eibishter knows exactly what you're going to earn no matter what you do and how you do it. And the Eibishter knows exactly how you're going to, health-wise, how you're going to come outcome. And everything else, every shrit and trit, drichas regel, you're going to encounter, is all prescribed by Hashem. However, we have a freedom of choice. We have a bechira chafshas. Bacharta b'chayim is a recommendation. It's also halacha. Bacharta b'chayim is commonsensical. Choose life over death. And therefore, when push comes to shove, as we say in America, and we have a choice of what to choose, we have to obviously choose Torah. Mitzvahs. Might be a little more dramatic. Might be a little more taxing. But that is the way of life that we are given to choose. And because we choose it, and how we choose it, is how ultimately we will see the fruitful benefits of each and everything. As long as you follow the master plan. We follow the plans. All the dots are connected. All the holes are filled. It's all smooth sailing. But we need to understand Hashem. Hashem Hu Alekim. God is our God. Give me a cup, please. And Hashem runs the world. And therefore, every drichas regel, every neshima, every step we take, every breath we take, is all predestined by God. And it's our choice, though, to make sure that we do it the right way. We make choices. Whether we admit it or not, we make choices. Whether we believe it or not, we make choices. Unfortunately, one of the harshest emotions of a person is second thinking. We outthink ourselves. And we come to a point where something that was going so well, we find a flaw in it, and we just push it away. We discard it. We fight it and despise it. Nothing was going wrong. Everything was only beneficial. We were only benefiting once after the other, one thing after the other. Claim the Yetzirah. Put this juke, this bug in our head. And all of a sudden, twisted our heads. All of a sudden, took us somewhere we shouldn't be. We don't belong. This is therefore the mission statement that Teim Chetimim gives us to be able to accept and to live and to exist and to follow Shemirachim. To follow the ways of Hashem and to accept that everything Hashem gives us is good. This in turn, therefore, is Isha Ki Zazriya as well. Isha Ki Zazriya, the woman that becomes pregnant and gives birth to a child. Why does the Torah have to enumerate first the Ki Zazriya? And what does it have to do? What is the connection? With all the leprosy that is talked about and discussed in the parasha. If you keep me scored, holy mother, Nida, Lamram and Bez, 30 side 2. Omar Reb Simloy says, what is the unborn child in the mother's womb? I'll explain to you. There's a lit candle on its head by means of which it sees from one end of the world to the other. That's his description. What does he mean by this? Metaphorically speaking, Ner mitzvah v'teira er, a candle refers to Teira, the light of Teira. Every person has a mission to enhance the world with the light of Torah, as we said, and mitzvahs. Before birth, though, Hashem gives the opportunity to see the world in its entirety. And He declares, the child declares in the mother's womb, through your Torah and mitzvahs, he's being taught in his mother's womb, by the Malach as well. Through the Torah and mitzvahs, he has potential to master the entire world. But you have to see to it that you influence it and not let it influence you. Very important lesson of Kis Hazriya. Birth. As we asked before, childbirth or leprosy, where do they have anything in common? What is leprosy? Leprosy, what is it? Where does it come from? The name of the parasha, as we said now, is Kisisa. It's Hazriya, I'm sorry. But yet the entire parasha, as we said, talks about leprosy. We know that the Torah actually goes to the Gemara, if you keep your score at home in the Dorim, Samach Dalid Amid Beis, tells us, Mitzera Chashiv Kemes, a leper is considered dead. And someone that ultimately is smitten by leprosy needs to be set outside of the camp and sit on his own solitary confinement. Whereas the word Hazriya is a total opposite. It causes growth. The birth of a new life, bringing a new life into the world, a new entity. This is therefore what the Torah is referring to when it talks about all the leprosy that a person is smitten by. The punishment of the Torah in general. As we said until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tachlis HaTeh V'Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only good, only pure goodness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look to punish anybody. Again, if you give a score at home, it's Sechlis Brachas, Heyam at Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking to punish. He wants to elevate each person to make him pure, happy. Take away from him all the sins that he has, to make him pure, to bring him to the highest possible level. The worst, most stringent punishments, like death, ultimately are doing good for the person, the sinner. If the person needs to be taken out of this world, it's good for him that he should merit the life of the world to come. This is therefore what this entire concept of leprosy and tzaraas is all about. They're miraculous, these splotches. And they all come about from Lashon Hara. The person speaks Lashon Hara, Rachman al-Itzlan. In the beginning, the walls of the house start to change. If the person does tshuva and stops talking Lashon Hara, then the walls become clean again. If he continues his Lashon Hara, they have to break down the house. If he still continues, his leather garments start to see the leprosy in it. If he continues in that, they have to burn the garments. And then the garments that he wears. if God forbid, he continues and to persist in speaking Lashon Hara, Rachmana Litzlan, it goes to his body. This is all a warning. Another flag, and another flag, and yet another flag, warning the person they have to repent. If all this didn't help, it goes to the body. And if he got to that situation, then he has to sit on his own, in his own way, his own life, on the outside of the campments, to keep him away from anybody else. No, how many suitcases do you have? Have a all this from Lashon Hara, with the hope, by putting him outside of the camp encampment, all alone on his own in solitary confinement, is the hope that he will repent. First of all, he'll have no one to talk Lashon Hara to. And at that point, he'll realize how bad, the severe the Lashon Hara was. Solitary confinement is quite depressing. This is all warning the person and reminding the person, do tshuva. Do tshuva so that you can be healed. Therefore, the parsha is called Sazria. Since a mitzvah, as we said, is considered dead, this teaches us the essence, the inner essence of all these negayim, of which the Torah is talking about, is to see to it that the person is, I can't use the expression born again, it sounds pretty bad, but he's once again revitalized and born in a new level, in a new shlav. And this is therefore what Golus is all about also. Golus, we are planting the mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim. And through this mitzvah's kosher, through all the pains and the sorrows that we go through, what is it all for? So that we should praise and call out and look forward to and anticipate the coming of Mashiach. So the merit, the reward given in the time of Gula, is not something in spite of our service. It's just the opposite. This reward is not only what's planted and the growth of the mitzvahs and the light of the mitzvahs, which we planted, which we illuminated throughout the time of Golus, and therefore because of Mamish, we will see all this with our very own eyes, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Gula Mitzvah Shlema, I mean, Ken Yiratzen. And that's therefore why the Parsha is named the glorious name of Sazria. And the Erechayim HaKodesh, the Holy Erechayim, takes this Pasuk, Isha Ki Sazria V'Yolda Zocha, as a hint to Am Yisrael and to the Gula. Isha is Knesset Yisrael, Sazria is the Aveda of Am Yisrael doing mitzvahs. And then the older Zacha is born, the Geula. The ultimate Geula is referred to as Zacha. Something that has full strength and will exist forever, perpetually. And by this Geula, there will never be another exile. And therefore, this is what the Medrash tells us. And also brought down, if you keep your score at home, the Gemara, Psachim Kuf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, 116, side 2. Kol HaShira is Lashon Nekeva. All the Shira is the songs. Were in Lashon Nekeva, feminine. Because each one had after a Golus, had another exile, except for the Shira of the Asid, the Shira of the future, should be Lashon Zacha, Shirul Hashem, Shir Chodosh. Not Chadosha, but Chodosh. For the Geula will remain perpetually. Why are the Jews compared to a woman? The name Isha, woman, Adam Rishon called to Chava, his wife, Isha. Why? The pasuk says, "Ki me'ish lakcha zeis." This was taken from Ish, which means to say, the name Isha emphasizes and connects the yearning of the man. Same way as well, spiritually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Ish, Hashem Ish Melchama, and Knesset Yisrael, who are taken from Hashem, are called Chelek Alekam Imal Mamish, and they're called Isha. As I said before, the Neshama Teira. This language, or this type of expression, shows us, teaches us, the yearnings of Am Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew within themselves, the deepest depth of their souls, yearns and has a taiva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All these different boundaries, all these different severe levels, physical ones, don't do anything for him. Even the spiritual ones don't sate him, don't sate his this yearning. He has a drive and he thrives to unite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For from there his neshama was taken. Therefore this tshuka, this yearning, needs to come through Sazria. Isha ki Sazria. Isha, the woman. The Zria is in a land. We plant and we plow and we fertilize in the land. If you plant seeds in the air, you're getting nothing. In order there should be growth, it has to be done in the ground, dafka. Same way also spiritually. Dafka, in the physical, worldly way do we do a mitzvah. Can we be mekayim mitzvahs pale? Comes the Jew and says, Rachamana liba boy. He was scored home, Gemara and Sanhedrin, Kuvavu Medbez. My heart goes out for you. Because Baruch Hu wants the heart to go out, to have the intentions and the yearning from the heart. So what does actual physical mitzvahs have to do anyway? Therefore, there's a very, very big measurement of the intentions and the emotional connections. Although this is only an addition to the actual actions of doing. A person whose heart is full of emotional and sympathy and empathy to the poor person, but he doesn't give him anything. He doesn't feed him, doesn't give him any money. He's done nothing. I feel so sorry for you, my heart bleeds for you. Everything is all words and all nice, and you can give all the compassion you want, but if you don't give the dollar, bottom line, the dollar, open up your wallet, take out a dollar, and give him the rest. You've done nothing if you didn't. Dafka, through doing mitzvahs, the pale mamish, do we plant, and we get from there growth. This growth is the Geula, the Yolda Zacha, Dafka through putting the emphasis on doing mitzvahs maisis bepeil mamish, without sufficing it with just intentions and only thoughts, but you bring this down to earth in a physical way, you bring about the birth and the revelation of the Geula Hamitis Hashemus. And in a little more of a clear way of putting this, through the many Maisim Tevim and the physical ones, we bring about latest Neshama's Mashiach, the birth of Mashiach's Neshama, which is obviously in a very, very, very high level. Me'alma D'chura. D'chura, where are you going? I'm going to live with you. The world of the physical, the male, as it says in Sifri, in Kisvei Chassidus, and ultimately we say, Kein tielonu b'karev mamish, so should it be for us. B'karev mamish. The leprosy. The healing of a leprosy. Pasuk says, Neged tzeras kisiyeh be'odom v'huva lakein. If a man is afflicted with leprosy, he should be brought to the Kohen. We have a story. Naaman, general of armies of the king of Aram, and he became a leper. He was smitten with leprosy from head to toe. His king sent him to Achav, the king of the Yidden, to heal him. Achav had nothing to do. He couldn't do nothing for him. All of a sudden, a message came from Elisha Hanavi. The Navi Elisha. Tell Naaman to come to me. Send him to me. When Naaman came to the door of Elisha, Elisha sent instructions. Don't let him in the house. Tell him to wash himself 7 times in the Yarden. Naaman, what was he anticipating? When Elisha said, come to me, he figured Elisha would put his hand on him and everything goes away. But yet, he tells him to go dip. Listen, he knew that he was playing with fire here. Elisha was a novi and everything. He went to follow instructions. Why was Elisha looking to help Naaman? And what did it have to do with the Yarden? Elisha looked at his name, Naaman, Nun Ayin Mem Nun. And he found in the Torah 3 Pesukim, where the Torah starts with the Pasuk with a Nun, ends with a Nun, and in the Pasuk there's an Ayin and a Mem. Somewhere in the middle of the Pasuk. Which spells Naaman. The first such pasuk is Nega tzaraz kisiyeh ba'odam v'huva lakein. Nega starts with a Nun, Hakoyin finishes with a Nun. Tzaraz has an Ayin, and ba'odam has a Mem. Naaman. The man is afflicted with leprosy, he's brought to the Kohen, like we said before. He found a second pasuk. Novi bekirbecha me'achecha kamoini yokim lecha Hashem elekecha elov tishmaun. A prophet from amongst you, from your brothers like me, said Moshe, that HaGadosh Baruch Hu will establish and establish for you, to him you should listen. Second pasuk that starts with a Nun and ends with a Nun. Novi starts with a Nun. Tishma'un ends with a Nun. And in Tishma'un is Mem and Ayin. So again he found another pasuk. Naaman. First one spoke about leprosy. And the second spoke of the prophet. hence being his barometer, saying that the prophet has to take care of Naaman. The third such pasuk, he says, Nachnu Navar Chalutzim Fnei Hashem Eretz Kinan Vesanu Achaz Achazes Nachalseinu Mever Yarden. We're going to cross over armed before God to the land of Canaan, and ours shall be the possession of our inheritance across the Yarden. Again a pasuk, starting with a nun, ending with a nun, and Navir has nun ayin, chalutzim ends with a mem. Elisha learned this from this. When Naaman becomes a leper, like it says in the first pasuk, the Navi will heal him, like it says in the second pasuk. How? Like it says in the third pasuk, through the waters of the Yarden. Very esoterical poet. But he was just that. The months of Nisan Tishrei have two different directions, two different tracts. Tishrei is a month in which we are very, very serious and we do tshuva. The person has to awaken within themselves to repent, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to improve his ways. Only after his whole awakening is accepted the multitude of blessings that are given from above. This is known as Isarusa de Lesata, an awakening that comes from above. Hesheiris Milmata, which comes from, so this is Isarusa de Lesata, an awakening that comes from below. Hesheiris from the person himself, and it brings about, connects him through this to Isarusa de Leila. On the other hand, the flip side, Nisan, the month of Nisan, referring to Nes, a miracle, is the month that we leave Egypt. We left Egypt, and we still leave Egypt. Ki meitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, just like the days that you left Mitzrayim, is not only past tense, it's in present tense, because we are constantly living within these boundaries and borders. And therefore, we constantly battle this exile, this inner exile within ourselves, and from which we need to free ourselves. In this month of Yetzias Mitzrayim was revealed, Nigdal HaMelech Malchei HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gaola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, it says in the Haggadah, revealed himself to them and redeemed them with great miracles, way above nature. B'nai Yisrael themselves were not fit for this. They were not, they were undeserving of this. And this comes, therefore, an awakening of chesed from the Maila. This, therefore, is done as Sirusa de Leila. A Seiris that comes about from the Maila. And from its keach, it awakens within the person, here lamata. This is hinted in the pasuk in the beginning of our parsha. Isha ki sazria v'yolda zacha. A woman becomes pregnant and has a boy, has a child. Has a child. Chazal tell us, if you keep your score at home, it's Gemara Brachas, Samach Mer Aleph, Ish mazir tchila yeledes lekeva, isha mazras tchila yeledes, zras tchila yeledes lekeva. Yeledes zachar, I'm sorry. When we refer to ish and isha, we are talking about the two types of mashpia and mekabel. The one that teaches and the one that accepts. The ish is the mashpia, of course, and it implies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From him comes all the good down to the earth. Whereas the woman, the mekabel, is the tachtin, below, and therefore the symbolic connection is Knesset Yisrael. And so too the Zechar shows itself the strength of which it brings into the Nekeva, which is of the weaker. This status explains the Maimah of Chazal. Ish Mazir Tchila. When the Ashpah comes Milmaila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the way of Yisrael Milmaila, then is Yiledes Nekeva. The result is a Nekeva which doesn't have the full strength, which means to say, this Eidus of the creation does not hold as the full strength that it needs to, and it can ultimately sometimes almost say phase out. Ishim Azras Tchila, when the Eidus comes here, Lamata, it starts from the Knesset Yisrael, the Yidden wake up themselves, and they want to do tshuva, they want to go on. As you know, the Zachar, they create the strongest of things. And this is the Deah. This is therefore the opinion of giving corners, score at home, the Gemara Shani, the Aleph, and Aleph. The Gula Sita will come in Tishrei, according to one opinion. The month in which the Sirusa Sata comes about, and therefore makes it, establishes it as a Zachar, as a more established down to earth creation. Whereas Chedesh Nisan Nigalu V'Nisan Nasin Ligoil. In Nisan we're redeemed and we'll be redeemed in the future. For the Gula Asida refers to the Ish and Isha in which they were born. Meaning to say that even though that it came from Mesedis Milmaila, Yomar Ish, we'll say Ish, because still in all the Keach HaTzuma of Zachar, Ish Yulad Bo. And here we have the great, amazing, phenomenal stage that we go to the next level, that the Seiris that comes from Elamayla in Chedesh Nisan has all the Mailas of Seiris that come from Elamata, and therefore it will be the Gula Mitzah Shtema Gula Nitzchis She'enachereh Golus, who will never see Golus again, and therefore, as we said before, it was referred to as Zachar, because it's never going to be taken out again, as we're going to see from this Rish Chodesh Nisan, Beis Nisan, and we go into the month of Nisan now, we'll see the redemption, Gula Mitzah, Shnei Maidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, and we'll be Zechen Nechum and Azvachim and Apsachim, in Yerushalayim, Rakedesh, Shabbat Shalom to all.